And joining me now is South Dakota Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson. Congressman, thank you for being with us. I want to begin with that dust up we were just discussing earlier in the week, where the president, after he canceled this signing of that bipartisan housing affordability bill, that's a mouthful, over the Save America Act. Was that a mistake by the president to cancel that moment?
I wish the president would have signed the bill. It's an incredibly strong piece of legislation. It would bring down the price of housing in this country over time. Democrats like it. Republicans like it. It had a huge number of the president's key priorities. So I wish he would have taken a big victory lap. I think it would have been a nice moment for our country. But listen, he's a big boy. He doesn't take orders from me. I think he is going to see his way towards signing the bill. I hope he does, because it is absolutely the right policy for this country.
This is not the first time that the president has held up some piece of legislation because of his desire to get the Save America Act passed. Does somebody, be it Mike Johnson or somebody else, need to have sort of a more direct conversation with him about the feasibility of that project at this point?
I think lots of members of both the House and the Senate have tried to tell the president what the president already knows. I mean, the president is not a dumb guy. You can't get anything done in the House without 218 votes, and you can't get anything done in the Senate without 51 or 60 votes. And when it comes to getting rid of the filibuster, the president doesn't have 60 votes, and he doesn't even have 51 votes.
Right.
And so I know that can frustrate some of us, but the reality is that those numbers are not going to change just because I take to national news or I take to Twitter and complain about it. The changing hearts and minds of legislative colleagues takes some time.